Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Massachusetts, super PACs are already gearing up for a fight in the upcoming 2018 and 2020 elections. A pro-Trump super PAC called Massachusetts First is already airing this radio attack ad that targets Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Who is the real Elizabeth Warren? It's hard to tell. Warren talks about rising tuition.
Debt is crushing our young people.
Especially here in Massachusetts. We have some of the highest student debt in the country. But that didn't stop Warren from getting rich as a Harvard professor. She was paid a salary of nearly $350,000 for teaching a few hours of classes each week.
The attack ad may have more to do with President Trump's re-election bid 3 years from now than with Warren's re-election bid next year. That's because Warren is frequently mentioned as a possible 2020 presidential candidate. We discuss this with Tufts University political science professor, political analyst Jeff Berry.
The real purpose of this ad, which is sponsored by the Mercer family, is to get under Elizabeth Warren's skin. She's a real thorn in the side of President Trump. He despises her, refers to her by a racial epithet in his tweets. They've been in a number of celebrated Twitter fights, and that's likely to continue.
So big picture then, what do you make of these efforts apparently underway to defeat or at least get under the skin of Democrats who might face President Trump if Trump goes for re-election in 2020?
Campaigns are dynamic. That is, that the Republican National Committee and all the Republican bigwigs in Washington are going to be following Senate races and watching the polling. And if any Democrats incumbents appear to be vulnerable, they're going to start pouring money in. If they don't look vulnerable, the money's not going to follow. And that's going to be critical. So here in Massachusetts, where we have a lot of Democrats, and Elizabeth Warren's going to have as much money as she wants, they're not going to put big money into this state unless they see a possibility of winning. But the big item for the Republicans is the 2018 House races. They may lose the House, and I think whatever resources they have, that's going to be the priority. And they'll worry about 2020 after the 2018 election.
Does all this mean that the 2020 reelection campaign for President Trump is underway?
It's absolutely underway. This is the quiet phase. So what's going on now is potential candidates, and there may be 12 or 15 Democrats that are going to run because they smell blood in the water in terms of Trump. They're out there campaigning for other Democrats, and while they're traveling the country, they're meeting with activists, meeting with people who raise money, and they're saying to them, look, I haven't decided for sure if I'm going to run, but if I do, I want you along.
Critics of Democrats say they still haven't coalesced around any coherent strategy that might be able to ding up Trump and get him unseated.
I think that's accurate. Trump takes all the air out of the room when he walks in, so to speak. And the Democrats are finding it so easy to let Trump beat himself that I think they've gone lazy and are not sure what they want to say. There's also a split in the Democratic Party, so it's not easy finding a unifying theme that all are going to agree on.
Right. Do the Democrats back a progressive like a Bernie Sanders or a Bernie Sanders type, or do they go in some other direction?
Exactly. So some of the people that are getting a lot of press now are Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, candidates of color. Elizabeth Warren, of course, is somebody who would leap to the top of the list because of her fundraising capacity and her visibility. So there's going to be a real dogfight on the Democratic side.
Well, let me bring it back to Massachusetts then. A lot of names are being thrown out from this state as possible presidential candidates, including Elizabeth Warren, but also Joe Kennedy, Seth Moulton, former Governor Deval Patrick. You think any of them might run in 2020?
The most obvious moves are being made by Seth Moulton, who's not nationally known, so he has a ways to go. But he's underway right now with an effort to get veterans elected to the House in 2018. And if he's successful, that's going to give him some street cred. Elizabeth Warren, it's not clear that she wants to run for president. If she wants to run for president, like all the candidates, it means the next 3 years are on an airplane. And that's a big commitment. So far, I haven't seen the fire in the belly to do that.
Political analyst, Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.